Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
I'm not ashamed of who I am, but I used to be. And if we have to hide like this all the time, I'm gonna start to feel that way again.
I'm lying, sneaking around. I feel like a teenager.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Found this in the basement. Just go. And don't come back.
Welcome home, honey.
Wow.
I understand why you're so fond of Mr. Fitz. He takes such a personal interest in his students.
Where have you been?
With Caleb. We camped out.
I figured out what the message means. It wasn't B-A-D, it was the number 214.
Does that number mean anything to you?
It could be anything.
We have to figure it out, for both our sakes.
You can stay here, for a short time, in the guest room.
Thank you.
Did it for Hannah, not you.
I can't do this anymore. It's over. Not.
We're trying to help you, but you need to start being completely honest with us.
The police are waiting in the living room. They know you lied to them.
What's going on in there? Spencer Hastings, now a person of interest.
And my death. A.
I feel like whole parts of my brain shut down. I used to love algebra. Or at least I understood it, and now it's a mess. Well, I can get really abstract.
Yeah, but that's what I liked about it.
You know, X's, Y's, Z's, none of it real. I could deal with that. Just isolate the X factor. And now I feel like I'm the X factor.
Honey, where were you?
We stopped along the way, Emily.
And don't worry, I was expecting this. It's mostly about intimidation, so I want you to stay calm.
Stay calm about what?
They served a search warrant.
A search warrant? For where? For what?
The house, the barn, your room.
My room?
No, Spencer, don't interfere. Honey?
Make them get out.
I can't. They're a person of interest in a murder investigation. They're doing their job. In a especially ham-fisted way.
Well, what are they looking for?
Things that connect you to Allison and what happened to her.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one will save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. In the show you never know, you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
You mean they just came in and started going through her things? Let me call you back and... Okay, bye.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, listen, your mom's called. She's going to be swinging by for coffee, see if you guys want to lift to school.
She's coming for coffee?
Yeah, that's right.
So the kitchen table exists in another dimension where that already happened? I heard the door slam. Was that mom or was that somebody else?
No. That was your mom.
So she was out of here this morning. Why did she have to leave and fake coming back?
Because she wasn't just here this morning, she was here last night.
Wait, mom was here all night?
Listen, when your brother comes down, we're going to talk about this.
Wait, you snuck mom into your room last night?
Technically, you cannot sneak into your own house.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Hey,
did your dad tell you I called? I was just around the corner, so I thought I'd take you to school.
And we're busted.
Oh, you slept here last night? It just sort of happened. So, you're getting back together?
We don't know.
We're trying to figure that out.
You don't look surprised.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
We were just talking about how, things might change around here.
I don't need any more of that.
No, your mom means maybe change back.
We're thinking about trying something.
You coming back?
Well, I mean, that's something that we need to discuss as a family.
Well, how about dinner? Mike and I could make you guys dinner.
Yeah, what do you think?
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Are you going to school? Okay. Later.
What happened?
The police were at Spencer's house. They had a search warrant.
Well, what are they looking for?
Salt?
No, thanks. So, you said the cops were at Spencer's house?
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, Caleb, the second floor is all yours.
I'll grab a shower.
Fried eggs, burnt butter. Kitchen hasn't smelled like this in a long time.
Well, it's a good smell. I like it.
Just don't let him make you late to school.
I won't.
He can finish this on the way. See you tonight.
Okay.
Pretty, Hannah. When did he give it to you?
Oh, he hasn't given it to me. Not yet. I found it, and I wasn't looking for it, but I found it, and I took a picture, and then I just put it back.
Why an owl?
It's symbolic.
What?
Of our first night in the tent. We heard owls swooping down to carry off their prey.
Okay, you cannot stomp the romance. Owls and tents and s'mores are all part of that night. Every perfect minute of it.
Have you two had another opportunity?
Not since he went in the guest room, but we do have plans.
Yeah, it's really good for you. Well, it's healthy, yeah. Which is nice. You know.
When did that start to happen?
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you captain?
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah,
me
yeah.
too.
There's actually nobody else.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's totally cool. I mean, the breakup was way messy, but Sean's a good guy. He should be happy.
Everybody should be as happy as I am.
And maybe I should practice my surprise face when he gives it to me.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, we didn't think you were coming in today.
I had to be someplace other than my house.
Are the cops still there?
They came and went.
They actually took things?
Not so much. My mom says that they did it just to shake me up.
What'd they take?
Things from my jewelry box, stuff from my closet, a couple pairs of shoes.
Wait, not the toy bridges.
Hannah. No, sneakers. They wanted my laptop, but my mom said no. It wasn't in the search warrant, and they couldn't have it. But you guys should know that there's a chance that they might try to pull this on you.
Search our rooms?
Mom says it's a possibility. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
Yeah, we know who's responsible for this.
I should have known that that trophy was some kind of trap.
It's like I can hear A laughing in my head.
Does A sound like Jenna?
It's my mom. She wants me to come home. Walk me out, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Aria, come on. Just a sec.
Let's go find a place to hide. Get your suitcase all crawled inside. To see what could happen. What might happen when we get close.
Emily, got a second?
I have to get all the way over to the annex.
Can I walk you?
Sure.
I just want to ask you something.
Okay.
You're teammates with Paige McCullers, right?
Right.
Has she seen anybody? Because I like her. She's fun, but I don't want anything complicated right now.
I don't know. Sean Page isn't really my friend.
Oh, no, I get it. I shouldn't be asking you. You're Hannah's friend. I'm way out of line.
No, Sean, it's okay. Hannah saw you at the table with Paige. She said you've got every right to be happy.
She said that?
I think she meant it.
Wow.
As for Paige, we swim on the same team, but I don't know her that well.
Gotcha. Thanks.
So tell me, how long have you known about your father and me?
You told us this morning. I guess I just sort of had a feeling something was up.
And are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm beyond okay. As long as it's what you and Dad want.
Well, this part really isn't about us. It's about you and your brother.
We miss you. I miss you. And I wish you could come home.
Hold that thought. By the way, it's my experience that you should always check before you press send. I don't think you meant this for me.
Mom, that was a mistake.
I know. Hey, I'm just happy that through all of this, you can still think about boys. So who is it? Somebody I know?
Us. Somebody.
Really? Doesn't seem like just somebody. So what color are these amazing eyes? I think I'm going to have to start looking in the hallways to see if I can guess who it is.
Don't.
A couple more slips like that text and I'll know all about him.
No more slips. Promise.
Well, that's too bad. I was looking forward to finding out more.
It's private right now. Okay?
Poof. Deleted. All gone.
Everybody's entitled to privacy. If you and Dad can have secrets, why can't I?
Okay.
Got a cop car across from your house.
Where? I didn't see it.
Detectives. Trust me, I know every stock sedan in town. They used to rotate in front of my house. What's going on?
The police searched my house. They took things from my room. I'm a person of interest.
What do they think you did?
I think they think that... They think that I...
They think you hurt Allison? That's crazy.
Well, it's good to hear somebody else say that.
You got any coffee made?
Yeah, always.
Paper cups?
Why paper cups?
You're going to take coffee to those cops watching your house.
Why am I going to do that?
So they'll know you know they're out there and you're not afraid of them.
Yeah, but I am kind of afraid.
They don't know that.
Toby, the car that you saw Allison get in the night that she was killed.
I never saw the driver, I told you.
I think the driver was Ian.
You tell the cops what you think?
Yeah, I told. And now I'm the little girl who cried Ian.
They think you lied to them. Big deal. People lie to the cops all the time.
It's more than that.
It's a lot of things that add up to make me look really suspicious. Maybe you should keep away from me.
People cross the street when they see me coming and they think you're trying to frame your brother-in-law. Who else are we going to hang out with?
I saw you talking to Sean the other day.
Yeah, he's nice.
Thanks.
He makes me laugh. I know it might be kind of weird, you being friends with Hannah and Hannah being his ex.
That's not really the weird part, is it?
Sean asked me about you. He wanted to know if you were seeing anybody.
What'd you tell him?
I told him as far as I knew you weren't.
I think he wanted me to talk him up with you.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna ask you out.
He has.
And what'd you say?
I said yes.
It's not really a date. We're going with a bunch of other people. No big.
Nervous about this dinner.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, the important thing is we get past all the sneaking around, which, by the way, we were not that clever, because Arya knew.
What? When?
I don't know, but she did. She ends up with all of our secrets, and now she wants one of her own.
What do you mean?
Some new romance. I found out about it accidentally, and I teased her, which apparently was the wrong thing to do.
Who's the boy?
I don't know. She wants to keep it a secret for now, which I completely understand.
Wait, is it somebody at school?
Probably.
Aren't you interested in who she's dating?
Of course I am, and when she's ready, she'll tell us. What? What is that look?
It's the look of somebody who just had to pick up his daughter after she'd been questioned by the police. And you had the same look.
She didn't do anything wrong.
No, I'm just saying we need to be a little bit more diligent about this.
Yes, but diligent doesn't mean grilling her about every text she sends to a boy. We have to trust her.
Well, it's not Arya I don't trust. It's the rest of the world. You know what I mean.
I think I do.
Just hold on to this stuff for me, okay?
You didn't mention Ezra's name in the text, did you?
No. What if I had? I mean, if I had made one wrong detail in that text, my mom would have figured it out and everything would have blown up forever.
Fresh manicures and tiny keyboards, a deadly combination.
Our first coffee together. The night that he read his short story?
Okay, I'll give you a catalog later. Just... put this stuff in your locker.
Don't worry.
Thanks.
Hey, stop. Listen. Look at it this way. We both made a mistake. No, I can't do it tonight. I know what I said, but it's different now. First of all, I don't think she's who you say she is. Don't call her that. No, I can't do it tonight. Because I say so. Because I'm living in her house and you keep calling. It's got to stop. Okay, fine. Later. Later.
You got it wrong.
We heard what we heard, Hannah.
No, you heard what you heard, but you got it wrong.
He was talking to another girl, and there was a lot of history you could tell.
Okay, what happened to being all happy for Hannah? Where'd all that go?
Hannah, we want you to be happy.
Well, then you shouldn't tell me this, because it's not true.
Not after we...
You heard wrong.
He could have been on the phone with his foster parent or something, or his social worker. You don't know.
Okay. Maybe we didn't hear it right.
Hannah... we heard what Caleb said, and you have to know the truth.
I think he's with someone else and hasn't told you.
No, Caleb has told me everything. And I told him everything.
Not everything, but I told him all about me. And what you're saying, it's not him. It can't be.
Okay, guys, maybe we are being a little bit paranoid. And with all that's going on, we're looking at things too closely. We're getting these details, but we just can't see the big picture.
Guys.
Caleb's not picking up. She's gonna send him a text.
What the hell's going on?
Either it's exactly what it looks like, which is bad enough, or it's something worse.
Couldn't it just be two pendants that look alike?
Dream on.
Caleb hurts Hannah. He's a dead man. Not literally. I mean, I gotta go.
Impressive. Sean Ackers. Score for Paige.
He asked me, and I thought it would be fun.
Thought he was going to hibernate for the rest of the year. But you dragged him out of the case.
Nice work.
Seeing her information, what kind of information?
What was on the flash drive?
Well, I couldn't see, but it could have been anything.
Anything?
Anything from Hannah's computer, I guess.
Caleb the hacker.
Is that who Toby heard Jenna talking to when she wrote down the number?
Wait, 214 has to do with Caleb?
You know what you're saying, right?
That Jenna plus Caleb equals A.
No. He can't be doing this. Whatever it is, it can't be this. It can't be her.
Hannah, no one wants this to be true.
Has he called you back?
Not yet.
And nobody's seen him in school since this morning.
You don't know what this would mean if it's true.
Hannah, you do know.
Wait, Hannah, wait, Spence.
Money? You did this for money?
She knew I was a hacker. She asked me about her phone.
Yeah, the phone you couldn't crack? Was that a lie, too?
Jenna found out that I did work on Emily's phone. She offered me cash to make myself available to you and listen. I thought it was just some generic bitchiness with all the pretty girls. Why shouldn't I make a couple bucks?
You were such a creep.
Wait! Then she started asking questions. Questions that I didn't like. And by then, other things were happening. With you and me.
You were spying on me. The whole time.
Not the whole time.
You gave her your locker combination.
That's how she gave me the flash drive.
What was on it when she got it back?
Junk. She thinks it's the log off your cell phone, but it's not.
Don't touch me.
Part of what happened to her. What's happening to all of you?
It's the other way around, Toby. We happen to you. What's it like to run away?
Cold. Didn't you ever run away?
Once. I think I was 7. My sister and I had an argument over something, and my parents took Melissa's side.
What were you fighting about?
Some great injustice I can't remember now. But they sided with her, so I made a tuna salad sandwich, and I ran away.
Where did you go?
The movies. It was something animated. There was a princess, and everybody was singing. And I got lonely. And I ate my tuna salad sandwich, and I came home.
Were your parents worried?
They hadn't even noticed I was gone.
Do me a favor.
What?
You ever get the urge to run away again? Call me first, okay?
Okay.
Byron, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
If she finds out you're spying on her, she'll be furious.
I'm not spying. I'm just standing in our daughter's bedroom.
We agreed long ago that we weren't going to be those parents that poke and pry.
Yeah, but what about those parents who worry? And what if something happened to her? How would you feel?
That's not fair.
Well, life isn't fair.
If she's keeping secrets, it's because she learned it from us.
Meaning what?
Meaning exactly what I said. If there are parts of her life that she wants private, it's because we taught her to do that.
You mean I did?
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, but it's still there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I thought we were past that.
We're not past it. We're trying to find a way around it, but we really haven't dealt with it.
Okay, fine. Can we just keep this about Arya and this unknown boy? I mean, can we do that?
I don't know, can we? Is that really what this argument is all about?
No, I'm not arguing.
Byron, you can't even agree with me that we are fighting.
Hey, Mike.
Did you just get home? I called her. She didn't pick up. Did she talk to you?
Radio silence.
Poor Hannah.
Why do you think Jenna told Caleb to go after her? She was the one who wasn't seeing anybody.
target of convenience. I should just pick a boy. Someone nice, and just tell my mom that that's who I was texting. That'd be the simple solution.
There's nothing simple about lying.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant lying in general.
Okay. You say so.
We've got a good shot of having the search warrant thrown out. Judge Enright is a notorious rubber stamp, and he probably didn't even read it. So, whatever they find, we can get tossed out.
Why are they searching my room? What makes me so special?
Police thinking is like water. It runs downhill and travels the path of least resistance. So when they found out that you and Ian were once involved, you went to the top of their list.
I could never hurt Allison. She made me furious sometimes, but I would never hurt her.
Honey, I know you didn't do what they think you did. You couldn't. We're going to get this behind us, and then we're going to figure out a way to move ahead. All of us, as a family. Come downstairs?
In a little while. Where were you all morning?
Walking. Just walking.
So it's true.
Yeah, it's all true.
Where's Spencer?
Oh, she stayed home. Come on. Hannah. I just want to talk to her.
Hello? Yes.
What did you do to Mom and Dad?
I don't know what you're talking about.
They were getting along, and I came home and find them fighting in your room.
About what?
About some boy they don't like. Dump him. Or just say you'll dump him.
It's not that simple.
Lie to them, okay? You used to do it all the time. Tell them what they want to know, even if you have to make it up.
Hey, it's gonna be okay. All right, we're gonna go downstairs. We're gonna have dinner. We're gonna talk about Mom coming back, and everything's gonna go back to normal.
And better.
Change of plans. Your mom has called. She's not feeling well.
Is she sick?
No, she's just not up to it tonight. We'll do it another time. Soon. Come on. Everything smells so great. I can't wait to see what you guys came up with.
About you. I thought you might have run away.
Thank you for your concern.
Well, I think I'd understand if you did, though. You know, run away.
You know what I don't need, Ian? I don't need your understanding.
Well, we're family, and we should act like one. Family protects itself.
Oh, I thought you had to protect Melissa and your bundle of joy.
I do. And I will. But Right now, there's still a window of protection left open for you. We just need to be honest with each other.
You want to help me run away, don't you? Oh, that'd be great for you. She ran away. She must be guilty. If I disappeared, that would just clean up everything for you, wouldn't it?
Time's running out for you, Spencer. You should take the help that's offered, wherever it comes from. Because when they arrest you, it'll be too late.
Nice room.
Thanks.
Window seat. I always wanted a room with one of those.
You had your date with Sean.
Yeah. That's where it was tonight.
How'd it go?
Great. Good. He's a nice guy. Yeah, it went okay.
Good.
Yeah. Till he kissed me. He took me home and kissed me goodnight. And I don't know. The date, the whole night, just felt phony all of a sudden. Like it wasn't me. It was somebody I was watching, but not me. He went home and I texted you.
Sean's a nice guy. And if he's interested in you as more than a friend, you have to be honest with him.
You're saying I should dump him?
I'm saying you shouldn't lead him on. You have to be honest.
That is so easy for you to say. You're fearless.
I am so not fearless.
You came out.
I didn't come out of the closet. I fell out on my face. But I'm out. And whatever else happens, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
If I say it out loud, if I say I'm gay, the whole world is going to change.
Yeah, it will. You want to hear something funny?
I would love to hear something funny.
When I was trying to talk myself into being interested in boys, I would look for guys like you.
Like me how?
The kind that would pull me up on stage and get me to sing. Because I would never do that on my own.
Things have gone from the guest room.
He left.
Can I come in?
Not right now. I'm going to take a bath.
I'm sorry, honey. It's me.
Did you just get home?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
I was right. We've got a shot at having the search warrant thrown out. That's good.
Yeah, that's good, but there was nothing for them to find.
They did find something.
What do you mean?
I got this back channel. They found some fibers, some threads caught in a bracelet. That name bracelet of yours?
One Allison gave us.
The threads match the sweater that they found in Toby's closet. The one with the blood stains. I have to ask you. Did you have that sweater? Did you plant it in Toby's house?
No. That's the sweater Allison was wearing the night she died. How could I have that sweater?
I guess the theory is that she gave it to you that night or you took it from her.
I took it from her? You mean like after she...
Inside their minds, it makes sense.
What about in your mind? What do you think?
I think someone's going to a great deal of trouble to make you look guilty.